Blog Talk Radio.
So their brother is respectful from Morgan.
Yes.
Jerry, is the same thing the same effect as the board does also?
He's a faithfulness, oh me. Great, he's a Hallelujah, hallelujah, God is good. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Blessings are mine. Hallelujah, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. My hands are blessed, my hands are blessed in the blessings of the Lord. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Everything I do, surely must be blessed. Everything I do, surely must be blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Our hands are blessed, our hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Your hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Everything I do, surely must be blessed. Everything I do, my hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Our hands are blessed, my hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. my answer be. With a blessing from the Lord, everything I touch, Charlie must be blessed. Everything I do, Charlie must be blessed. My hands are paid, the blessings of the Lord. My hands are blessed, my hands are blessed, the blessings of the Lord. My hands are paid, with the blessings of the Lord. Everything I do, surely must be blessed, everything I touch. My answer is with the blessings of the Lord. He will provide. He will provide. I know he can make. He can make a way out of the way. I know my Lord God will provide. He will provide. He will provide. I know he can make. He can make a way out of the way. Yes, my Lord God will provide. He will provide. He will provide. I know he can make. He can make a way out of the way. I know my Lord God we provide. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You are our great provider, you are our source. You are our heavenly Father. You are all in all to us. We give you glory, honor, and adoration today. Lord, we welcome you, Jesus. Take preeminence, O God, and have your way with us today. Bless us today through your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we welcome you. Yeah, the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. We can get a mighty rushing. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, he's a holy good. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, he's a holy wind. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. You can get a mighty rusty wing. It is coming from the Lord. We can get a mighty rusty wing. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah is a holy good. Hallelujah, we welcome. I can hear that mighty roar singing. It is coming from the Lord. We can hear that mighty roar singing. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, is a holy good. Hallelujah, we welcome you. We can hear the mighty rusty wind. It is coming from the Lamb. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. Look unto him. Right. Praise the Lord. You are welcome.
He said, everybody is coming against me. He said, listen.
Hello?
Is
that Andre?
Yes.
That
hello.
Andre? Yeah, how
yes,
you doing?
I'm
God
doing
bless
fine.
You. You're welcome. Yeah, please, can you lower the volume of your, is that your radio or your TV?
My TV set, yeah, I'll go do it now, and I'll be back.
Yeah, please lower the volume and leave it. You're welcome. How are you doing today? You're doing good? Hallelujah. Everybody, welcome to our Miracles Radio TV Ministries of Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Yokoro coming your way with the living word of God. Today we are blessed to have a man of God, another woman of God coming on. I tell you, God is going to bless everyone today. In the name of Jesus, I'm just trying to keep you busy with some praises, some songs. Sister Andre, we want to join me in singing. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. Hey, we are a provider for you. He's a great provider. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about what to do in the days of inflation, in the time of scarcity, in the time of famine. What do we do? A lot of people are ignorant of what to do, and these things happen, and they are caught off guard. And a lot of things happen. Some people even commit suicide, and some just take the gun and shoot themselves to death. And a lot of things happen. But it shouldn't be that way. Why not try Jesus? If your God is there, try my own. If your God is there, try my own. Jesus said, Jesus said, shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus said, Jesus said, if your God is dead, try my own. Jesus said, Jesus said, if your God is dead, try my own. Try my own God if it works for you. Hallelujah. He's alive. Yes, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, our fear is gone. And because I know he is my future, my life is what I'm living just because he lives. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Because he lives, our fear is gone. And because I know he is my future, my life is what I live in just because he lives. Your life is what I live in because Jesus lives. You can face tomorrow. He's alive. And so we are alive with him. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that the world. The greater one lives in us. That's why we can face tomorrow. And if we look at our text, Genesis chapter 26, from verse 12 to 14, is the story of the patriarch Isaac, how he survived the famine. There was famine in the land. There was no rain, there was no water, there was no plant, no vegetation. And people go hungry. And a lot of people even die in times like that. But Isaac did something in Genesis 26, which was very remarkable. And this is something we all believers in Christ Jesus we must do in the times of inflation, the times of famine, the times of hunger, because you can see all around the place, prices have gone up. We now have inflation. And because of the war in Russia and Ukraine, economic problems now stepped in, inflation, and all these things are now coming in. Prices are so high, many people can't even go to the market. A lot of people can't even buy gas into their car. A lot of people, all kinds of things are going on. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, this is not the first time this type of things happen. It has happened. If you read through the scriptures, all down to the New Testament, there were times of famine, there were times of hunger, there were times of lack, there were times of no rain, no water, the days of Prophet Elijah, and so on and so forth. There were so many famines in the Bible. And how do people survive such times when there is lack and want and need? There is no vegetation. There is no food to eat. There is no water. There is just nothing, practically nothing. And it's a very terrible situation. We pray that this will not last long, you know. this thing should end. It's not a good time at all. You know, but Robert Fuller used to say, he said, tough times don't last, tough people last. Hey, tough times don't last. Only tough people will last. Now I'm here to tell you that you need to be tough. Robert Fuller. He said, tough times never last. So this time in which we are is going to pass. It's just a time. You know, it's an ugly season of inflation and famine and, you know, ugly things here and there. But it's going to pass. See, tough times don't last. Tough times don't last. But tough people do last. Yes, tough people do last. So you're going to last because you are tough. In Christ we live. In Him we have our being. Oh yes, our source is not the world's economy. Our source is the Almighty God, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to look to Jesus Christ, our great provider, the supplier of all our needs, the Lord our provider, our supply. He brings water in the desert. He opened the Red Sea for people to pass. He brought water from the rock. There was manna in the air and there was food all over the place. That God is still alive today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. He will never change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. What he did before, he will do it again, repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. He's going to do it again. Hey, you better look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. He's the one to see you through this period in which we are. No other person can help you. Even the governments are failed. The governments are failed. They don't have the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. There's no other way but to come to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And so it was the days of Isaac in Genesis chapter 26. There was famine, there was hunger, there was poverty, there was hardship. And people don't have anything. People are poor and wretched, and people were going through all kinds of stuff. But thank God for Isaac, the man of God, in Genesis chapter 26. Isaac did something that we all need to do. The Bible says that Isaac sowed in the land in the days of famine, in the days of hunger, in the days of lack, in the days of want, in the days of need. Isaac sowed in the land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return to the point where he became great and blessed and prospered. And the Bible says he moved forward. And then finally, the Philistines began to envy him. I like that. May the Philistines envy you. The Philistines. Somebody prayed in that prayer. He said, God, let my enemies leave to see me progressing. I mean, that's a very wicked prayer. He said, God, let my enemies leave to see my prosperity. Let them leave to see Abraham's blessings upon my life. Somebody prayed that prayer before. He let them see that. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Psalm 23, that's King David. A man who knows God and knows his, the word of God, he prepares a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, God has prepared a table before me. While the enemies are there, God Almighty has prepared a table before me. Ah, Rakabasa. Yeke se terebobo. Iblondo yokosa. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. May God prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies in the name of Jesus. Isaac sowed in the land. What did he sow? Of course, we're talking about sowing seed before. You can sow love, you can sow herb, you can sow seed, you can plant, you can. What you sow is what you reap. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, take over. Hala basandoria. Eblondoria blokodoria. Hala kabataya. Yes, Holy Spirit, let it be you. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Isaac sowed in the land in the days of famine, the days of hunger, the days of lack and want and need. He sowed. You can sow love, you can sow health, you can sow seed, you can plant. You know, you give to the work of God, you sow love, you sow. What you sow is what you reap. It comes back to you. Good measure, taken together. First time running over. Shall men give to your bones? And Jesus even made all these prayers in the scripture. So what you sow is what you reap. Isaac sowed in the land. And in the same year where there was famine, there was hunger, there was lack, there was want, there was need, the same year of hardship, the same year of turbulence, the same year of economic inflation all over the land, the same year, Isaac reaped a hundredfold return. Ah, may that be my story. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. We need to learn to sow the biblical principles of abundant living, of sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow, that shall you reap. See, do not deceive yourself. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Whatever a woman soweth, that shall he reap. Whatever you sow in this life is what you will reap. If you sow bad, you get bad. If you sow good, you get good. If you sow love, you get love. If you sow peace, you get peace. If you sow joy, you get joy. If you sow whatever, if you plant a crop, we talk about Isaac sowed in the land. If you plant crops, it will yield fruits, and then you reap. You know. It's the same thing when you give to the work of God, God multiplies it back to you. See? So the sowing is a broad thing. It's not narrow. We say Isaac sowed in the land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. Not only did he reap a hundredfold return, the Bible says he became prosperous and he worked forward and became great and rich and plenty. He had abundance. He had too much to the point where the Philistines envied him. Oh, I love that. the Philistines envied you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will so bless his own until the Philistines will begin to envy us. Oh, yeah, you haven't seen blessings, though. Blessings are coming because the God we are serving is the God of abundance, is the God of plenty. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof, the silver and the gold. The riches of the Gentiles are laid up for the righteous. So God has selected his own and is there for them. Okay, look at Egypt. Egypt. One aspect of Egypt is called Goshen. Goshen is the aspect of Egypt where the Israelites live. When the plagues came, the 10 plagues that hit the land of Egypt, the plagues did not go to the aspect where the Israelites were living. The plagues didn't go there. The plagues were only hitting the other aspect. That is to tell you that God has selected his people. And you better be under the blood. You better come to Jesus now. You better register with Jesus and let him cover you, you know, so that you will be in Goshen. The place did not go to Goshen. The place where hitting the other aspect of it is very clear. The language is very clear. you can live in plenty. Why others are barely surviving. You want to talk about the widow of Zarephath? The widow of Zarephath. It was the same condition of famine. There was hunger. There was no rain. There was no food. There was nothing at all at all. In fact, the widow of Zarephath, in 1 Kings 17, from verse 7 to 16, in fact, she confessed with her mouth. She said, I have my last meal. I have my last meal to eat. When I eat it, me and my son, we are going to eat this last meal. When we finish eating this last meal, we are going to die. There is no another food. You can imagine. You know, it was a desperate situation. You know, Prophet Elijah now arrived the same. Prophet Elijah said, woman, what have you? Woman said, I just have them. Just this last meal, me and my son are going to eat, and then we will die. Because there is famine. There is nothing. There is nothing at all. There is no food. There is no water. There is no job. There are no businesses. Because there is no rain for 3.5 years. And everything was lack and want and need. Inflation everywhere, just like we have today.
Yes.
The prophet said, bring that your last meal. And the woman must have looked and said, is this prophet normal? How can you ask me for my last meal? But with one mind, she went and gave the last meal. The last meal she was going to eat with her son. She gave it out to the servant of God. And the servant of God, Prophet Elijah, ate the whole meal. He didn't even give to the son. He didn't even give to the child. Now, let's be realistic. That looks like wickedness, not so? That sounds like wickedness. Even the little child, the little boy sitting there, you didn't give to that boy too, Prophet Elijah, so you ate all this food all by yourself. This prophet must be a very wicked prophet. Now, let me tell you this. God knows the end. From the beginning, he is the Alpha and the Omega. Now, that situation opened that hole for blessings to flow in. Because if you look at that scripture in 1 Kings chapter 17, the Bible says that this woman lived in plenty. She had abundance and surplus. While others were barely surviving. Others were barely surviving. Some people have died. Some people, there's no hope. But this woman saw a seed that saw her through. What was the seed? The last meal. Richard Roberts said, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Mm-hmm. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The last meal was sold just like Isaac. She sowed it in the life of the man of God. And that was it. Then the Bible says she lived for many days and prospered. And all her need were met, all her problems were solved, all her burdens were rolled away. Because she sowed a seed in the life of the man of God in the time of famine, the time of need and lack. And one, hey, may that be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone that has joined us on this broadcast from Facebook, from Twitter, from Link, on YouTube, on the social media, on the radio, on the television, wherever you are in any part of the world, I tell you, this is your day. You need to sow a seed in the work of God, in the servants of God, in the ministers of God that are preaching to you, praying for you, ministering to you. You need to sow a seed so that your days will be long in the land. So that, you know, you can go through. Because that is it. When you give to God, God gives back to you. Because the economy has failed. Government has failed. Everything I say, go to the gas station. People can't even buy gas. Go to the market. People can't even buy things. Even if you have money, you are not able to buy anything. I tell you, this is the key. The key is that you must sow so that you can reap what God has for you. So God is our source. We need to look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. I'm going to stop now because we have in line so many men of God are coming in. And God is going to bless everyone today. Before our honorable Bishop Samuel will come in, we want to listen to some praise and worship from our honorable evangelist, Pastor Vanessa Lee. She's going to give us some praise and worship. And then we're going to continue with Bishop Samuel. He's going to come and bless us with whatever God put in his heart. I tell you, you'll never be the same again. You are going to serve through this period. Tough times don't last. Tough people will last. You will serve through this era victoriously and triumphantly in the name of Jesus. You shall not drown. You are not going down for going over. You are going over for going under. In the name of Jesus. So we welcome the woman of God, our honorable sister in the Lord, Evangelist Pastor Vanessa Lee, to lead us in praise and worship while we get ready to receive Bishop Samuel E. Monk.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Amen.
I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because in the house of the Lord, you know, you can be encouraged. Iron sharpens iron, you know. You listen to other people's problems. You tell them their problems, and you pray for one another. So it's such a blessing to be a part of this prayer ministry and this ministry, because we can always encourage each other through the Word of God and also through...
Yeah.
I know that when I get on the mic, sometimes the mic goes off because, you know, the mic was on, fine. Can you hear me, Mr. Faircore?
Yeah, we are hearing you. I've increased the volume over here.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the... Hey, it's back on. It's back on. Hopefully, Lord, it's staying on. Praise God. I'm going to minister a couple of selections. Praise God. It will be a blessing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, broken and scattered, in mercy gather, send us home. Empty-handed, but not forsaken, I've been set free. I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretched me. Who I once was lost, but now the sound of the sea. Oh, I can see you now.
Thank you.
I desire earnestly, above all things, above the inflation, above the coronavirus, above all the hunger, I wish above all things.
Yes.
In the midst of lack of things here and there.
Yes.
My desire above all is that thou, my beloved, the people of God, the children of God, the believers, may prosper. Growth, development, blessing, may prosper. Not only prosper and be in health.
Yes.
Health, even as thy soul prospereth.
Amen.
How are you growing? How are you growing? This is the time that every believer should learn to grow. Like Peter said, but grow in grace. Stop complaining about the inflation, about the way things are going, high cost of gas and everything, but grow in grace.
Yeah.
And how do we do that? John chapter 16, verse 10. Let's just look at John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 10. This is the key for the times in which we live.
Yes.
He that is faithful in that which is least. That which is least.
Yes.
That which is dry. In this time of inflation, hunger, and hardship, are you faithful in the little that God has given to you? He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is also unjust in plenty. So we are talking about, how do we handle inflation? What is our response? What is our desire? Let me make three statements here to back up Luke chapter 16, verse 10 and 11. There is no true freedom until you have financial freedom. I repeat that again. There is no true freedom until you have financial freedom. Number two, if you can't give when you have little, you can't give when you have much. Apostle Steve was just saying, the woman of Zarephath, she had her last meal, and a hungry, big eater prophet with a big mouth came and said to her, give me food to eat. Give me water to drink. Ah, no problem. I can get water anywhere I give to you. As she was going to bring the water, the cup of water for the prophet to drink, he said, no, not only water, bring me food. And the woman said, this prophet must be stupid. Doesn't he know that there is no flour, there is no wheat?
Yes.
They can't even produce a baby milk or baby formula. They can't even produce bread anymore. And you're asking me to go and give you a little bread. What I want to prepare for myself and my son, we eat and die.
Yes.
And the woman and the prophet said to him, give me first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all
yes.
other things will be added to you. What was she hearing God say? The servant of God, the believer, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in you. we are carriers of the kingdom of God. So when we give to each other, when we bless each other, in this time of famine, in this time of hardship and difficulty, all other things will be added to us.
Yes.
Number three statement I want to make. If you are not a great giver, you will never be anointed to preach the true riches of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, we live in a time where we must fight and obey God. Obey God. Why? Because 2 Chronicles 20:20, the Old Testament, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Established as a believer. And he said, believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. In this time of hardness, difficulty, stress, believe what I tell you as a prophet of God. And you shall prosper. I am a testimony and a witness that the greatest time of joy is when I have opportunity to give of my time, of my money, of my resources to someone else.
Yeah.
There is blessing in giving. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give unto you. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 17, the Bible says, he that giveth to the poor lendeth to God.
Yes.
Won't it be a blessing for you time and again to see the have-nots, the poor, people who cannot afford, they come around you, give me, and they shut you down, say, get out here. Don't you know it is hard time now? Or somebody stop you, say, oh, when you go home, can I ride with you? Can I pick a ride with you? No. You'll be going off my way. No. Go off their way and drop that your colleague off.
Yes.
Because that your colleague at that time is poor. Like the songwriter says, we are often destitute of the things that life demand. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we are trusting in our God, and according to his word, we will understand it better by and by. Proverbs 19:17. He that lendeth to God, he that giveth to the poor, lendeth to God. So during this time that you think life is difficult, everything is hard, it is famine time, it is inflation time. Inflation is not going away. Don't believe the lies that the politicians in Washington are telling you, that inflation is transitory. There is nothing transitory about inflation. Inflation doesn't travel. Rather, it's going to go worse because too much money pursues few goods. They keep on printing and printing and printing much more money, pursuing few goods. Inflation. But he that lendeth to give it to the poor, lendeth to God. Why not trust God to be lending to God? How do you lend to God? How do you give a loan to God? It's when you are giving to the poor. When you are giving to the poor. When you are sowing your seed. In this time of inflation, in this time of high cost of diesel of fuel, you are dropping out your colleague or family members without complaining. The fuel is hard. He that giveth to the poor lendeth to God. And what does the next section say? And that which he has given. You can give a credit or a loan to your friends or family members and they may never pay you back. It has happened to me many times. I can't keep count. But when you give to the poor, you are lending to God and that which you have given. He, God, will pay you back. So start giving loan to God by giving to the have-nots around you. Yes. And God will pay you back.
Amen.
So this is opportunities for us to give and to receive. This is opportunity for us to sow. This is God teaching us seed time, sowing time, farming time. I'm from a farming community. And I know that this is a time for sowing. It's time to sow your seed. Put your seed down. Let me tell you seven laws of sowing and reaping before I close. Within the time allowed me. Number one, there is no harvest except a seed is sown. Many believers are always saying, give me, God bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. Have you blessed anybody? Have you given to somebody? Give, and it shall be given unto you.
Yes.
Shall men give unto your bosom. Number two, law of harvest. The harvest is in the kind of seed sown. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall you reap.
Yes.
You cannot sow granite and expect to go and reap cashew nuts. So you always reap what you sow.
That's true.
As it sowed in the land, and in the same year, he had abundance. Number three, we reap the harvest in a different season. During this time until June, my people are busy planting their seed. In my backyard here in Jacksonville, Florida, I have planted my seed.
Amen.
Different vegetable seeds. And I water them. The rain comes, and I go back to my backyard. I see my vegetables growing. We no more buy vegetables from the store.
Yes.
My okra is growing. My fruited pumpkin is growing. Fresh vegetable in my backyard because I sowed at the right time.
Yes.
And in the next few months, I will start cutting my vegetables, harvesting my vegetables. My daughter cut them up, slices them, puts the Ziploc bag, put in the freezer. For the next 3 months or 6 months, we have fresh vegetable in our freezer because the harvest comes in a different season.
Yes.
Number four, the harvest is always greater than the seed sown.
That's true.
Farmers go to the farm with light things, seed to sow. But come November, December, they will need a band to pull in the harvest because the harvest is always greater than the seed sown. Number five. The harvest is always in proportion with the seed sown. That's why Paul said to the Corinthian church, apparently you will reap sparingly. Mm. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Let me warn you, during this time of inflation and difficulties, there will be need for Christians to show they are Christians, believers to show that they believe the word of God. Because people will be asking you for assistance, helping you for help. And so you can print Proverbs 19, verse 17, and paste it there on your fridge, where the Bible said, he that giveth to the poor, lendeth to God. So learn to lend to God. Give loan to God by giving to the poor, even in this time of difficulty, and that which you have given, God will pay you back. Let me tell you this story, this great story about this, the wife of the prophet of God. In the book of Kings, there on today, there was this missionary that was always passing through, the prophet of God, Elisha. And one day, she said to her husband, honey, I perceive this man is a servant of God, is a prophet of God. Why don't we make a little room, put in a table, put in a little bed, put in a candlestick, so that whenever this servant of God passes by, coming back from his preaching tour, he can stop by and rest.
Yeah.
Honey, stop that. Don't you know that this is inflation time? Go to Lowe's. Go to Home Depot. Building materials are very expensive. How do you expect that we'll be able to afford doing that? Are you crazy? Building materials are expensive, and you want us to make an attachment to our house and buy a new bed and buy a reading table and buy a candlestick. Electrical parts are expensive. Everything is expensive in America now. But the husband listens to his wife and submitted to his wife, because God said to Abraham, listen to your wife. Even in this time of difficulties. And they made a little guest room attached. And Elisha will always come and stop by and have a good rest and good food. And the time came that she had a child, and the child died, and the husband said, okay, you caused the trouble. Take the child, sick child, straight to that prophet. And the child came back to life. It is well.
Amen.
Give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shake it together. Number six. We reap a maximum harvest if we turn the seed we sow. Psalm 126 verse 8, the Bible says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, weeping, tending to your seed, shall suddenly come back with his seed, rejoicing. Rejoicing with the seed in his or her hands.
Yeah.
Psalm 126. So Psalm 126 verse 6 is a very powerful scripture for us at this time, because this is the time that we, the sons of God, have to be sensible. Psalm 126 verse 6 says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves which is
yes.
Sit down is never easy, never a pleasure. I remember when I used to pick my hoe, and my dad would wake me up 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's go to the farm, and I'll be grinding, frowning my face. And he would say, "If you don't stop frowning your face, I'll kick you." We go to farm with pain, weeping, carrying our seed. And that seed is precious. It may be your last flower and your last meal. Like the woman of Zarephath said, "This is my last meal, precious seed. My last $100, how do I share it with this sister that is looking for where to buy baby formula or where to buy bread?" Very precious seed. And you have to give that $10 or $20 or go off your bearing to drop your work colleague in her place of work or her house. And you complain. Stop complaining. In your weeping and grinding, still bear your precious seed and carry it along. Because the Bible says, shall doubtless, without any doubt, you will come back again, and this time your tears will be gone, and will be rejoicing. Let me say here, bearing precious seed, going forth, weeping, bearing precious seed. It takes me back to our mothers, our sisters, when they are in the labor room, they want to deliver that baby. They are weeping. Some of them are crying and cursing their husband. Oh, they are crying. But when the child is born, come forth, and they hear the cry of the child, and they're weeping anymore, no more weeping. They are rejoicing and smiling. Don't mind all these hypocrites and pretenders protesting. Give us the right to kill our babies. Give us the right to abort our babies. Don't mind, they're all pretending. Bought over with money. Because when you bear that son or that daughter and that child comes forth, there is joy and rejoicing. And for many years of your life, you have reproduced yourself. A second or third generation is coming to take care of you. Like my late father would say, when we get old, we are like rodents. When we get old, we suck the breast of our children. So this is what inflation has to do in the life of the believer, is to make you constantly continuing to live your life. It is not to destroy you. This is the making and the breaking of the Christian church, number 7 and the last, and I close with this. We cannot change last year's harvest, and so forget it. You cannot change last year's harvest. You cannot change what has happened yesterday. So forget it and live by the pole of San Imam, who will always say, forward ever, backward never.
Backward never.
No compromise.
Yes.
Yesterday is gone. Today is here with us. Tomorrow is yet to come. Harvest time is either today or tomorrow. And never yesterday. Plant and plant again. Again and again.
Amen.
And be
Amen.
Faithful in tending your seed.
Yeah.
Give a portion to 7 and yeah to the 8. So in the morning and in the evening, withhold not your hand. Which means to say, when you give, go back and pray. You sown your seed. Oh, God bless that lady that I just helped. God bless that pastor that I just helped. God bless that man, bless that family. Oh God, just bless them. I have sown my time, my counseling time, my preaching time. I have planted my seed. God bless the seed. Water the seed. For he that doeth sow is weeping. This is the time for the church to cry and weep. Cry and weep. We need to restore the old mourners' bench again in our churches, where we have intercessors and prayer warriors praying. Inflation, famine. Isaac sowed in the time of famine, in the time of difficulty. They sowed, they planted. So my brother, my sister, and each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, if you must stay alive and grow, be a blessing. Be a blessing. For whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. Sow, not sparingly, but sow bountifully, and you will reap bountifully. For there is a God seated up there in heaven, taking care of us. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Great measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, running over, running over. My cup is full, I'm running over. Since the Lord saved me, I am happy as can be. My cup is full, I'm running over. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, that was finally a rich admonition from the man of God. I tell you, most of the time it's on Facebook, you know, preaching live. You know, Google him on Facebook and key in and learn more from him. We're going to be having him from time to time. But we're going to come back now to Pastor Vanessa Lee is going to give us praise and worship, and then she's going to share what God has put in her heart about inflation, how we can handle inflation, how we can overcome inflation, and how we can survive in inflation, because we are already in it. Just like the man of God has said, we are already in the inflation. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us.
Yes.
Oh, so Pastor Vanessa is going to bring some more praise and worship, and then she's going to give the word of God about whatever God laid in her heart. Over to you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging.
bread. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
You don't have to worry. Paul says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. We cannot put our trust in what we see, our natural means, our paycheck, or what our job gives us. But I know there's a Jehovah Jireh. I know there's a Baba Sikarabosanda. I know there's a way maker. I know there's a miracle worker, glory to God. And he does everything. Everything that we need is in him that we live and breathe and have our very being. And the Bible tells me that we can trust in the Lord with all our heart. And we don't have to lean on our own understanding, huh? But in all of our ways, we acknowledge him, and he will continue to direct our path. But my answer, glory to God, to people today is to trust in the Lord. Put your confidence in the Lord. Because the society, politics, the president, and everybody else will fail you. Hallelujah. But God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And I've seen times when I didn't have enough. But God came through. He made a way when there seemed to be no way. I've never been out in the street because I believe the God that I serve is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask for. We have to put our faith and our trust in the Lord. Glory to God. We can't lean on what we see. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. We have to have faith in God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who created all things, that he will come through. That peace has never, I've never seen those who are righteous forsaken. God will not forsake us. And so many times I've been just like the Israelites, on the edge, glory to God, where I had my enemy behind me in the floods of water above, before me. But God made a way in the midst of it, and I came through, glory to God, safely. And he'll do the same for you because he is not a respecter of persons. But we have to trust in the Lord. We have to put our faith in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have to know that God is able and that he never changes. If he did it for the Israelites, Lord God, he'll do it for us. He's the same God, and we have to trust him.
Yes.
People, you know, I have an employment agency, and so many times, you know, sometimes people give you the wrong information with their direct deposit form, so their money is not in their account, and they absolutely go crazy. Because the money wasn't there when it was supposed to be there because of some misinformation that they gave. And sometimes I think about that, and I said, Lord God Almighty, suppose they didn't have a job and no money was in the account. What would they do? People are absolutely panicking out here because they're looking with their natural eyes instead of looking in the eyes of faith. You know, so we have to learn to look to Jesus, who is the author and who is the finisher of our faith, and know that when we trust in him, he will always come through for us. He may not come when we call him, but he's never late. He's never late. He's never late. He's never late. Even we see that in the story of Lazarus, when they said, Jesus, if you had come earlier, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't die. Glory to God. But Jesus told them, I am the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. He wasn't late. He raised them from the dead. And sometimes in our life, we think things are dead. We think it's over. But God is a resurrection. He can resurrect dead things. He can resurrect your body when it's dying and sickness and disease. He can resurrect your finances when you don't have no money in the bank. He's a God of miracles, glory to God. There's nothing impossible with him. And we have to know that he's never late. He's always on time, and he will come through. My message of encouragement today to people everywhere all over who are listening to this message is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he'll direct your path. He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you what to do. And no matter what, you will not be begging. And your seed, and not only will you not beg, but your children won't be beggars, glory to God. And I thank the Lord for showing himself faithful in my life through the years of knowing God. I thank him for being a faithful God. He said his mercies are new every morning. His compassions never fail. He wants to do this for us because he loves us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
I want to say a few facts here. In 1 Kings 17, Prophet Elijah did something I want us to look into. 1 Kings 17, God spoke to Prophet Elijah to go to the brook Cherith. And while he was there, the birds of the air, they brought him bread and meat, the Indian food. They brought him bread and meat, and then there was water in the brook for him to drink. He was there for a period of time. The Bible didn't say he tried to leave or he wanted to leave. No. He waited for divine direction, what we call divine direction, divine instruction. And then God spoke to him again, Prophet Elijah, now stand up from this point and go to the widow of Zarephath. I've prepared a meal for you down there. There's something I want to bring up here. Prophet Elijah was not just moving on his own, was not just doing things. God spoke to him, go to the brook Cherith. While he obeyed God, Bishop Samuel Among has taught that point before, obeying God. While Prophet Elijah obeyed God and went to the brook Cherith, God made the birds of the air to bring him food and meat and bread for him to eat. Mind you, he obeyed the voice of God. That is very important.
Yes.
Divine instruction, divine direction. What does God want you to do at this time? There are things God wants you to do. There are ideas. There are things God is laying in your heart. You know, there are other type of jobs. There's a lot of things that is happening during this ugly period. You know, it started with the coronavirus. And the coronavirus has stayed more than 2 years now, and I'm told over 1 million people have died in the United States alone. We're not talking about Canada, Australia, Mexico, another part of the world yet. In the United States alone, over 1 million people have already died of the coronavirus. That is still on. The virus is not even gone yet. While that was still going on, the war in Russia and Ukraine has started, and now we started diverting all our money to go and fight war in Russia and Ukraine. And now the inflation has now come because we are printing the money, minting the money to go and fight war, which is not God's plan for us, you know. There must be divine direction, divine instruction. All these problems are being caused by people. And then look at the man Putin. He's not even repenting. He's adamant. And this is what Saddam Hussein and all the rest of them did until they died. You know, they were carried away, and that's it, you know. In Nigeria, it's the same thing. I remember the Operation Feed the Nation, this Festus 77. When Obasanjo was still president of Nigeria, he brought all the idols from all over the world to come to Nigeria to do TikTok 77. They said they are reviving culture. Before then, the naira was higher than the British pound sterling. The naira was higher than the United States dollar, and we had a foreign reserve. Nigeria was rich then. All of a sudden, they went and brought idols from all over the world, brought juju, and they started spleeting blood, sacrificing to idols all over Lagos, Sistak Village, Sistak 77. So the money God bless you with is to steal blood and sacrifice to juju and idols. That was how the naira began to fall up to today. The naira is still falling. The inflation in Nigeria higher than anywhere. And now the United States, they are doing the same thing now, you know, diverting money into things that don't matter. What are we fighting wars for? What is all this war for? And Putin will not repent, will not change. He is so adamant until he died in that throne and then be carried away. The war will end. You know, all these things shouldn't be. So we're talking about how to overcome inflation. Inflation has already come. First of all, we must see God as our source. He's the great provider. He is the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. Because every other thing has failed. Can you imagine? Baby food is no longer available. Baby food. Can you imagine children dying of starvation and hunger? It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be at all. And all these things are going, who do we look on to now? If God doesn't interfere, that means there's going to be serious problems. You know, serious problems. So we have to look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to work hard. To work hard, find what we can do. I remember one man was testifying. He said God gave him an idea. What was the idea? The coronavirus had started then. Then he said God gave him an idea. What was the idea? He went and made masks. This mask you put on his face like this. He said mask. He made masks, and his mask was very good. I mean, yes, mask. It's an idea. See, people with ideas rule the world. He made a mask, and his own mask was very good. And so a company asked him to produce millions of it. So the company, they asked him to produce millions of it, and then they paid him millions of dollars just for producing something like this. those on Facebook and Twitter and Link and YouTube, you can see it here, a map. Somebody needs an idea. The world is looking for ideas. It is people with ideas that will rule the world. Now, during times like this, you need to have an idea. You need to hear from God. You need to listen to the Spirit. What is the Spirit saying? The Spirit said, go to that woman of Zarephath, the widow of Zarephath, and eat food there. Now he obeyed. When he obeyed, that became a miracle for that woman. And then for Elijah had a meal. Ideas are flowing every day. What are you doing with the ideas? Over 2,000 ideas go through your mind. Psychologists say that over 2,000 ideas go through your mind every day. Now, what are you doing with those ideas? Those ideas, you know, can move you forward. Okay, look at Isaac. Isaac sowed in the land. How did you come about sowing? You probably listen to the Lord. What is the Lord saying? What does God want me to do right now? What does God want me to do right now? And then God laid it in his heart. He sowed in the land. And the same year, he reached the 100-fold return and moved forward and worked forward. See, hard working. Proverbs chapter 6, you know, we have to work hard and do things. You know, be productive. Be positive. The ego flies. The ego is soaring. And the ego soars higher than every other bird. And then the ego will come across storms and bad weather. The ego will come across just like an airplane. You know the airplane was copied from the ego. The storm, and then the ego will just go up above it. You know, up above it. So the obstacles are there. But you should be able to go up above it. Say, we are the eagles. Then they are wait upon the Lord, shall mount on wings of eagles, they shall fly, they shall soar, and never be weary. So we should be able to go above our problems. Apostle Paul says, in all these things we are more than conquerors. None of these things are separated us from the love of Christ. Shall persecution, shall nakedness, shall perish. All these things must happen. And of course, Jesus has prophesied in Matthew 24. Matthew 24, Jesus prophesied. He said the end time is coming. There's going to be hunger. There's going to be famine. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars and false cries that arise and deceive men. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. only continue to look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. One more point I want to make. Malachi chapter 3, he said, when you give your tithe, God will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and then he will open the windows of heaven and pour you blessing. Now listen to this. Many times we think our salary should be able to solve our problems. The salary may not be able to solve all your problems. No, it's not true. It's not those income, those paychecks, they can't solve all your problems. So now that you know that these paychecks can't solve all my problems, what should I do? The scripture now says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, 9, and 10, he said, now bring your tithe into the house of the Lord. Put your tithe in the work of God, so that God will rebuke all these unnecessary expenditures, all these troubles and problems that are plaguing and making you to spend unnecessarily. God will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and then open the windows of heaven and pour you blessings. So you now have a key to your blessings. The key is you tithing. Most of the time, people don't tithe. They want to use what they got. Use all of it, and then no tithing. Now that you didn't tithe, is the more reason you cannot go through with that small paycheck, that small salary, that small, that you cannot carry you through. The money is not enough at all. So I was at the store, you know, and somebody was trying to pay for the items they had paid. And on getting to the counter, they rang those items, and then they pulled up the bill. When they showed him, he said, oh, these little things we cost so much. He said, well, we can't explain it. That's where we are now. Oh, I thought I had money. So what am I going to do now? So he had to empty the cart. You know, he had to take some items from the cart and put them back there. And then the money can only pay for only one or two, three items. That was the situation. Only somebody else has to come and intervene and all these things. You know, a lot is going on out there. I was at the gas station the other day, and somebody pulled into the gas station and stopped. So I thought the person was trying to buy gas, just like I've just bought my own gas. The person now said, hey, you know what? Can anybody help me with a dollar? Oh, I'm stranded. I can't even leave this place no more. This car, I just managed to get here. And I knew it was not any line, you know. So people had to donate $1, $2, and then he was able to buy gas. You see, these are terrible situations. We need to call upon God to intervene in all these things so that we will have peace and the love of God. We can't rely on our strength no more. They lean not unto your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. We need to rely on God and depend on Him, the Savior, the Master of the world. He has the answer to all these problems we are going through now. And I know God has a solution for all these needs. Quickly, want to pray right now. And the prayer is, God, heal our land. Oh, yes, God, heal our nation. Heal. Heal our world. The world is sick right now. Can you believe it? This thing is global. This inflation is not just America. It is worldwide. And the cry is coming from every nook and corner. We can feel it. We can feel it over here. Not to talk of the Ukraine war and the Russian war that is going on now. And all these issues that are going on, a lot You know, so God has to heal our nation. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, God said he will heal the land. Take on Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said I will heal their land. God is very, very willing to heal our nations and heal our country. God is willing to heal our economy, to heal our nation. But we must fall from our wicked ways. I want us to pray now. Quickly, let us pray. We have just about 7 minutes more to close. But let us pray for the nation. Please, let us pray. Everybody, wherever you are, on Facebook, Twitter, Link, YouTube, wherever you are joining this broadcast, join us in prayer, everyone, please. We want to pray God to heal our nations and bring us peace and joy. God bring restoration. God heal our land.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the day. And bring solution to all these problems of wars and fighting of wars in Russia and Ukraine. God, bring peace on earth. God, heal our nation, heal our land, oh God. Let all things work together for good. Lord, intervene, oh God. Bring solutions to all the problems we have today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Bishop Samuel, we're going to pray and pray with you. And then after that, Pastor Valencia and me is going to pray, and then we say the grace.
Amen. Amen.
He's ready. Valencia is ready. He's ready, Pastor Vanessa. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, so you pray.
Let me go ahead and pray.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, O God. We become bold into the throne of grace. For we will find help in our time of need. And Lord, we cry out to you today according to your word. If my people who are called by my name, glory to God,
yes,
will humble themselves, will turn from their wicked ways, oh God. Oh Lord, we cry out to you today, Father. We ask that this nation, this world, that with people with all over the world would just turn from their wicked ways. There's so much wickedness, Lord God, just as it was in the days of Noah, oh God. And you brought a flood, and there's so many things happening. People don't even understand why so many of these plagues and so many bad things and food shortages and diseases and things are happening. And it's because of the sin, Lord God, of the world, Lord God. And we're just crying out to you for mercy. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help people to know that without you, they can do nothing, that they have to repent, that they have to turn around, Lord God. You said you wish that no one would perish, but that all would come to repentance. So we cry out today, Father, all over the world for people who are suffering in hunger, suffering in disease,
yes,
suffering in lack, oh God. Oh, Lord, Baba,
yes,
we cry out to you today, Lord God, asking for mercy, oh God, asking you look beyond thoughts, oh God, and see the need that people really need you. Father God, they need you. They don't even know. Some people don't even know they need you. They're trying to make their own way, to do their own thing, Father. But at the end, glory God, there's no success. At the end, there's only emptiness. At the end, there's a sign, hallelujah, that says dead end. There's a dead end without you, oh God. But you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, I pray that you would turn people to you and let them know that you are God in the name of Jesus, and let them know that there's only one way. You are the way, the truth, and the life, oh God. So we cry out to you today, Father. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh Lord. Just as the Israelites, when they were in trouble, they cried out to you, and you heard their prayer. And this world, this nation is in trouble, Lord God. All over the world, we're in trouble. And we're crying out to you, the believers, those who are called by your name, Lord. We are crying out to you to have mercy. We're crying out to you, Father God, to turn things around. And you're the only one who is willing and able. Some people are willing, but they're not able. But you're willing and able to do it, Lord. So we cry out to you today for answered prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because Samuel is ready. See, I think you got some. We want to thank God for everyone who participated in this program today. We pray for you that God will heal your lips, heal every aspect of our lives, and bring solutions to all these problems. The great provider. He is the great provider. May he provide and supply every need according to his riches in glory. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory.
Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
God,
he is all we need.
Jehovah Jireh for you, for you, for yeah. you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh. Yeah, provider, Jesus, I wrong that we never pay. Let me hide in you. Let me hide in you. In you there is power. Jesus.